Hey, dear listener, Anthony here. Before we hop into the show, I wanted to let you know about an incredible new resource we just released, The 5 Rules of Investing. Dan and I are huge advocates of modeling the behaviors of the people who have done what you hope to do. And who better to model when it comes to investing than legendary investors like Warren Buffett, Howard Marks, and Ray Dalio? This free ebook breaks down the simple time-tested strategies of billionaire real estate investors that you can use to take your investing to the next level. So head over to InvictusMultifamily.com and grab your ebook today. All right, now let's hop into the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Anthony, and this fine fella, his name is Daniel.
Daniel George.
How many times do you think your nickname, not nickname, middle name has actually come up on this podcast?
On this podcast, maybe once. It's usually just in court that comes up.
Court and when my mom is pissed at me.
No, I don't think she's ever pulled the middle name card. My parents never did that.
Oh, dang. Okay, my mom did. That's how I knew I was in trouble. I have a really long name, so my first name is actually not Anthony.
Yeah, it's my name. You freaking stole it.
Yeah, my for the listeners out there that don't know this, my legal name is Anthony Daniel. Anthony-Daniel. So I go by Anthony, Dan goes by Dan. But
well, we can't have two Dans. I mean, that would just be a disaster for the business.
I think it'd be really funny if we introduced ourselves as Anthony, Daniel, and Daniel. And they'd be like,
if only my middle name was Anthony.
Are there three of you? My middle name is Christopher. So, you know, deal with that information what you will. Yeah, that's a lot of letters. Yeah, so anyways, that has nothing to do with the topic today, but now you know a little bit more about us and our credentials as we share with you what is likely to be the biggest hurdle that you have to get over when you're starting your real estate investing career. We have not conferred on this, so maybe you give yours and I'll give mine and we'll see. There's a good chance that we'll converge on the same answer. What do you think?
Probably, but per usual, I'm sitting here thinking about it from two perspectives. One is the average, not the average, but somebody who wants to be a passive LP investor in real estate. Mm. And then like, you know, us back up however many years, whether or not you want to be an active investor, what's the biggest hurdle there? That's going to be different than if you're an LP. So are we doing LP or active?
Let's do both.
Honestly, it's just probably the same.
But I was going to say, like, my answer probably doesn't shift all that much.
And now I'm thinking about it, it's basically the same. So it's almost always going to be the education / just knowing this thing exists and how to actually do it. Next one to that little bonus is going to be money. But I think that's an easy one to solve if you've solved for the first one.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with education and with money. I think even before that, maybe not for passive investors, but probably also for you, it's just the mindset, the belief of like looking at real estate and thinking like this is something that you could actually get involved in. Mm-hmm. Because it is, from my perspective, like working with new, you know, operators or new investors, like it can feel really daunting. Like there's just so many unknowns and you might be aware of real estate and so many different facets of like, oh, that's fix and flicks. I saw that on TV. And then Donald Trump over here owns some circus. And so like you're aware there's a spectrum and it can feel really overwhelming. And so I think a lot of people just assume like it's beyond them. And so like, I think that the hardest first step is really just believing that you can get involved. Cause I think once you believe it, then you can start taking the steps, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can read the book, you can find the money. But nobody can give you the belief. It has to happen internally.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true. I think especially for the active investor as well. Because initially when you're doing that first deal, it's just you. Like you got to do all the things.
It's scary.
but yeah, I think that's kind of what a little bit like what I was saying when I mentioned like you have to know the thing exists. It's like you have to know that this is even a thing out there. Because I was, when I was in college, I remember I went to college during like the 2008 era. And so by the time I even got to looking into like things I could invest in, I already had this whole risk word just glued to the whole real estate category. Real estate was risky. And it wasn't until many years later that I did the deep dive into other asset classes within real estate where I was like, oh, wait, this is a lot different risk profile than what everyone was freaking out about in 2007, 2008.
One of the words that comes to mind that you will have to get over in the beginning of your investing as you're like going into real estate is misconceptions. there are so many misconceptions about real estate and investing in it. I think the common wisdom is likely to, if that's what you're buying into, or that's the narrative that you've been hearing, like in your case of like risk, and everything's so dangerous and or hard and scary, and like, or you're gonna have to deal with these tenants, and like, just that, and that comes from education, right? Like knowing what are the misconceptions from the actual reality. And even if you are experienced, there's still a lot of misconceptions I see with like with people where it's like you believe that thing, but that's not, yeah, not actually true. Like
find the deal and the money just shows up.
Totally. Yeah.
Have we done a misconception episode? Because if we haven't, we should, because there's like a plethora.
So many. I mean, I see it daily on Instagram and Twitter. Like just the other day I saw one where I was like, you are an experienced real estate investor. How do you believe this? And one of us is right. One of us is wrong. Right. Maybe I have the misconception. It's totally possible.
Maybe. But I mean, when, you know, the market's good, you can be doing things completely wrong and it'll work out. So.
True. We all look like geniuses in the last decade. We'll see. We'll see what the next 5 years brings. But that's the biggest hurdle. I think we pretty much landed on the same exact one.
I think we nailed it.
And for passive investors, it's still the same thing. Like you still have to believe that this is a vehicle worth getting into. And that's,
yep,
that's a hard shift. If you're used to investing in like the stock market or just like regular brokerages, and this is going to be very different. But I think that's a far easier hurdle than getting into your first active deal, where I don't know about you, man. My first one was scary.
Oh, it always is.
Yeah. I thought I was going to get stabbed.
A lot of zeros, a lot of commas.
Yeah. A lot of unknowns.
Yeah.
A lot of unknowns. So that's going to do it for us, guys. Signing off for Daniel George, Anthony Daniel. We'll see you in the next episode.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another episode of Multifamily Investing Made Simple. If you enjoyed the show, could you do us a massive favor? Head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and review. Your feedback, it means the world to us as it helps us grow and spread the word about multifamily investing. And don't forget, sharing is caring. So fire this episode over to any friends or family who you think could benefit from learning all about multifamily investing. Thanks, guys. We appreciate every single one of you, and we'll see you on the next show.